to Dallas Gay Pod, episode number 111. This is Catherine Cox. This weekend, Labor Day weekend, Jazana Stranger is returning to Phoenix to meet up with her sister, Miss Maxie P. Weinstock, for Big Hair Bingo, which is going to be hosted by Cobalt Bar, downtown Phoenix, beginning Saturday at 8 p.m. Please come out, bring your big hair. $15 to get in with no hair. Well, hair, but no big hair. Big hair you get in for $10 to join the game. Great prizes. Great, 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 excellent day prizes. So come on down, check it out. Big Hair Bingo. Wear your weaves, girl. Fluff them out big and huge. Jazana's weave has doubled in size. So it's going to be quite a spectacle. Some great performances. Great drink specials and great prizes. You don't want to miss out. So Cobalt Bar this Saturday, Labor Day weekend at 8 p.m. And with that, I want to give you a little introduction to the show that you're going to experience this weekend. And with a little bio background on Maxie P. Weinstock and Jazana Stranger, please check out our website at DallasGayPod.com, where you can link up to us on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, all the above. Check it out, DallasGayPod.com. And with that, my introduction to Big Hair Bingo. Maxie P. Weinstock. Born a poor black Jewish girl, started out in the business singing and dancing about the joys of douching in television and print ads for products like Massengale and Tampax Heavy Flow tampons. By the time she had contracted her first STD, she had decided it was time to give up the glamorous life and strive to reach for her biggest dream, to become the wife of a plastic surgeon. So she picked up the yellow pages and let her fingers do the walking, all the way to Scottsdale, Arizona. After all these years, nothing gets her lady parts a-juicin' like a big, fat, pulsating dauber in a game of four corners. Miss Jazana Stranger. Her mother was the town bicycle, and everyone had taken a ride. Born in a trailer park on Massachusetts Street in Hooker, Oklahoma, those two-inch thick walls were the place where she learned her two-step, tango, and horizontal mambo. Those steps launched her career when she celebrated her first victory as Little Miss Tornado in 1983. After crushing the competition, the biggest twister to hit her lady parts picked her trailer and dropped it on a bingo hall 48 miles away in Beaver, Oklahoma. Now, ladies and gentle ladies, welcome to the house that Big Hair built. It's time to sit back, relax, hoist a few cocktails, and get ready to win some cash. Please give a warm, dry heat welcome to your bingo hostesses for the evening, twisting and a-turning, punching and a-popping, Maxie P. Weinstock and Jazana Stranger.
Let me tell you about this last weekend. Not about me, but Miss, I got to speak for, well, first of all, so Jazana Stranger, we've been mentioning her. She's got her own Facebook page now, which you can find, link to on the homepage at DallasGayPod.com. Please look her up. She's like an up-and-coming drag queen star, honey. And what I mean by up-and-coming drag queen star is that professional drag queens, meaning drag queens that have their own bingo show and fucking merchandise store that sells t-shirts and Jesus tchotchkes in San Diego, is copying her hair. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's scandalous.
Isn't it scandalous?
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to introduce her because Jazana has not really made an appearance on the show. But I think everyone needs to know who the fuck she is. Jazana Stranger.
Who is she? I don't know. She's gorgeous. Who is she? I don't know. She's gorgeous. Champagne.
She can't dance, but she's famous.
What?
She can't sing, she can't dance, but she's famous.
Who, me?
She can't sing, she can't dance, but she's famous.
That's right. Jizana Stranger, honey, is pissed at some little drag queen named Bebeb Schwartz. Dare I mention her name? But I did. Actually, she's not really pissed. It's kind of funny. Bebeb Schwartz does Babab Bingo or some kind of bingo at Martini's Above 4th, I think, in San Diego every other month or so. But she's also got a store called Babab Schwartz, and they sell all kinds of crazy fun stuff, whatnot. And anyway, so yes, Miss Babab Schwartz got my weave, and the exact same weave, honey. And my friend Celeste W. Starr from San Diego showed up to Big Hair Bingo, but that's who Jizana went out with the week before. But she gave a shout-out to Jizana, and she thinks that because we are in different counties of Southern California, that we can copy each other's look. It's Babette's.
Babette.
Yeah, I actually have the link in that little thing I sent you. It's babette.com. That's her website. And she does big bingo, and she's a Babette Schwartz bingo bitch is what she is. No, not really. She's not a bitch, but I thought it was funny that she liked my hair so much. But guess what? Mommy is branding that and trademarking it. It is.
And whose idea was that?
It was yours, honey, and I really appreciate that because that's a great idea. And I'm only talking about it now because it's already gone to press, and I'm going to have the receipt to show that Jizana Stranger trademarked her hair prior to Bebeb Schwartz wearing it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you should.
Honey, Bebeb Schwartz, she's a nice lady. She's nice. She's fine. She's fine.
Yeah, but still at the same time.
She stole my hair.
You created a look. No, it wasn't your hair. You created a look, a persona.
I created that hair. That was my hair. I said, I walked into the store. I said, listen, I want white hair, cotton candy, peak streaks. It was orange before. I did orange first, and then pink actually looked a lot better. So I switched to pink. And Jizzy did it first. That's all I'm saying. And she knows it. But that's fine. That's fine, Babab. That's fine, Miss Schwartz.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Babab, I got your number, girl. I got it. I got it. I'll dial your digits. I'll play this game. So tickle her pickle.
Yeah, so anyways. She's got a Facebook. I'm looking at to see if she's got your hair.
Honey, I got the pictures right here.
Oh, well, I haven't seen the pictures of her.
Girl,
with her hair.
I'm going to email that digits to you. Hold the line. Hold the line, honey. Are you holding it?
I'm holding it.
Jiggle it,
feels good.
Honey. Jiggle it.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Shake it more than twice, honey. You're playing with it. Glad Pammy.
Hey,
there
hey.
It goes, honey. Actually, what I wanted to ask about Mark Cuban, I didn't want to know what his email address is over the air, but I want to know, is it a Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail?
It's his own.
MarkCuban.com?
Something like that.
So he doesn't use the public access servers?
No.
Kind of like us, honey. Captain Cox at DallasGayPod.com, because we're it.
And know it. We're it and we're the shit.
We're it and we're the shit. Go Fonda.
And Fonda's got the tits. Hey, ho.
She got the ho part right, honey. All right, So check your email. Replicate, replicate, replicate.
I'm replicating.
Honey, I just got hot all of a sudden. How do I open these windows?
Well, you having a hot flash, honey?
I had a hot flash. I'm having a personal summer over here at 38 minutes and 46 seconds. So anyways, Babab Schwartz, I look forward to throwing down with you in October. You better bring it, bitch. Bring it big, bring it loud, bring it proud.
You've got to have a really good number.
Honey, wait, I ain't going to sing or perform. I haven't been invited. But I'm going to make an appearance, honey, and dab my dauber like nobody's business. Like nobody's bingo business. Speaking of bingo business, Maxie and Jizana are hosting their third annual, well, it's not annual, but their third Big Hair Bingo in Phoenix at Cobalt Labor Day weekend on that Saturday at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Cobalt Bar downtown Phoenix at 7 p.m. Maxie and Jizana are reuniting to make a difference. Actually, we're not going to be making any difference because this bingo is not for charity, damn it. It is going back to those who come and participate.
Well, let me just say this. She doesn't wear the hair as well as you.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Honey, look at Jen Crouch. Now tell me. No, I don't know. Actually, you know what? That wasn't a fair statement. I'm trying to be a bitch, honey, and I keep retracting my bitchy comments because I can't do it. I cannot be a bitch to Babab Schwartz. No, I like her a lot. I idolize her, honey. I love her. I'm glad she's wearing my hair.
Splinter just commented on your penis in a cocktail.
Oh, what'd he say, honey? Oh, I got some emails down here.
He says, now that's a cocktail.
Angie Vick goes, oh, laugh out loud. When are you coming to see me again? And then Philip goes, the problem with loot picks are they are smaller than uploading to Facebook app. I can't make out that tranny mess, but it kind of looks like my French is on. Know her? That cunt.
And then he also commented on your cocktail. He says, a little sniff of poppers makes the
penis slide right in, not the penis slide right in. You can take it with a grin, just a quick sniff of poppers.
Have we got news clips? I sent you a few.
Honey, I got a lot of shit to do here. Hold on.
Well, let's get on it, because it's time is ticking.
It does look like a penis, huh?
Yeah, it looks like a little head, too. You can see the little ridge.
Oh, my God, honey, you said ridge.
Yeah, I know the penis.
All right, honey. So I want to talk about some equality issues, some gay issues, since this is Dallas Gay Pod, emphasis on the gay, right?
Well, when you speak, it is.
All right. So listen to this. My friend, and I didn't know this was not planned until this morning. I was not planning on talking about him, but my friend Charles Moran, he is the media, what do you call, like, the press secretary for, like, organizations?
Like a public relations?
Public relations for Log Cabin Republicans, like the the national organization of gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual Republicans. And I know oxymoron, blah, 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 blah. I've heard it all. Save your breath, save your time, save your spit, whatever. But he was on CNN yesterday, honey. On CNN with that really attractive black dude, reporter, like anchor, I guess. He's an anchor. He sits behind a desk, kind of like me right now. He's an anchor. I can't remember his name. But anyways, they were talking about the Obama administration's stance on the gay marriage thing, equality, and whatnot. So what I want to start with is two clips. One from Obama during the election, prior to his election. And it was like November of 2008, I believe, as he was gearing up for the election. And this was his stance at the time on equal rights, gay marriage, equal rights for gay people, yada, 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 yada.
I think that it is no secret that I am a fierce advocate for equality for gay and lesbian Americans. It is something that I have been consistent on. And something that I intend to continue to be consistent on during my presidency.
So that was during the election. So, you know, we all know the politicians, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, whatever, bullshit the fuck out of their political campaign promises and whatnot. So, but the gay community has always felt this strong draw to the Democratic Party, kind of like African Americans, other minorities, and which is fine. You know, they present this message, this package deal saying that we're here for you, we're here for the minority, we're here for the person who may not, you know, be the white privileged, you know, Republican, rich person, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, if you're going to say something, at least put some actions behind your words, because we all know that there is nothing more valuable, especially in the political realm or world, than putting some action behind your words. So you can say what you want to say all day long. And if you are listening and you buy into it, then, you know, that's fine. But you need to hold your politicians' feet to the fire when it comes to holding up their end of the bargain. So then we fast forward. Obama's elected. He takes office. And this is a little powwow for the gays that he had just a few months ago in the White House.
Continue to do our part to make progress step by step, law by law, mind by changing mind. And I want you to know that in this task, I will not only be your friend, I will continue to be an ally and a champion and a president who fights with you and for you.
An ally and a champion, an ally that fights with you and for you. Okay, where is that been? Where has that been? I haven't seen it. Fonda?
No, I've not seen it.
Oh, she's back. How was your tinkle, honey?
It was fabulous. Thank you for asking.
Perfect. That was good timing. Did you just get back?
No, I've been back for about 2 minutes.
Oh, perfect. You've been listening in. Well, I want to fast forward now to yesterday, CNN. Charles Moran, he is my friend from LA, and he was on CNN with, I cannot remember this guy's name. Anyway, he's a really attractive looking black dude, and he was on, like, counter to a gay dude, but some, like, really liberal gay dude who hosts, like, a radio show, and he's an author. So here is Charles Moran's comments or response to those two clips that were played for him on CNN yesterday.
Host Michael Signorelli, an author, he's in New York, and from Los Angeles, Charles Moran, spokesman for the Log Cabin Republicans. Thank you very much, both of you. So you heard in a couple of times there the president and once candidate Obama says, I'm a fierce advocate for gay rights. Has that so far, do you feel it's been the case, Charles?
Well, the issue of being an advocate means you actually have to do something. And unfortunately, all we've seen from the White House and the Obama administration is more rhetoric and not a lot of action. In fact, the most we've gotten is a little bit of a circuit party with a Madonna remix in the East Room of the White House. And unfortunately, that just doesn't cut it.
That is pretty fierce, honey.
That is pretty cutting. No holds barred, I guess, if you will.
But that's, I think, honestly, that I feel like a lot of gays feel that way about the situation or the scenario that, you know, he did this little party for, you know, gays and lesbians, the whole GLBT XYZ community. But what has he done? He's done nothing. And the next clip I have on this story talks about Dick Cheney. And of course, we all know that Dick Cheney has a lesbian daughter, blah, 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 blah. My fault with Dick Cheney is the fact that he did not stand up for us while he was still in office. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they do make some good points about Cheney here. So take
former
a listen.
Former vice president supports gay marriage, and he is left of President Obama's stance on gay marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. Dick Cheney has come out now in favor of marriage equality. Of course, he didn't do that very specifically when he was vice president. He didn't have the courage himself at that time. Now that he's out of office, he has a lesbian daughter. He is speaking out. Ted Olson, who was George Bush's solicitor general, is now arguing before the federal courts that Proposition 8 in California should be overturned, that gays and lesbians should be allowed to marry.
So, and I find that to be very interesting that now a lot, not a lot, but a couple from the Bush administration are coming out in favor of gay marriage, defending, you know, oh, honey, are you okay?
Yeah, just a little cough.
But, you know, I will say as a gay Republican, obviously, that's no secret here, that, you know, I was kind of disappointed in the fact that Cheney kept his mouth shut during his 8 years in office. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what is he doing now? What is he doing to further the cause of his daughter, her girlfriend, or whatever, whoever she's with, whatever? I feel like, you know, it's all about the action. And yes, Cheney didn't do much while he was in office, but what are you doing now? And during the election, you know, Obama was like, oh yeah, I'm a fierce extreme advocate for you and your cause and your people. And then now he's elected to office. And what they describe it as in this interview, one of the things you haven't heard is that they say that, well, the gay rights issue is a second term issue. So if it's a second term issue, it's politics as usual. You know what I'm saying? They're afraid to do it now. They're afraid to throw it out there now because they feel like it will sink their ship for a second election or second term. And I think that's shitty kitty, honey.
You were talking about the good looking black anchor. Is it TJ Holmes?
Probably.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Okay, well, one last clip and we're done with the politics for this episode.
Okay.
There is so much doublespeak coming out of the White House, and this is the problem. We have seen evidence where Rahm Emanuel's office has instructed their allies in the Congress to hold off on the introduction of legislation that would repeal DOMA and the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They are looking for political cover, and they're doing it at the expense of the gay and lesbian community. And that's just awful, given the fact that 70% of gays and lesbians voted for President Obama on the issue of change. In some cases, you can argue that we sacrificed Proposition 8 out here in California for the election of President Obama, and this is what we get, is putting on the brakes, Charles, not really taking any action where, you know, action is due.
I want to let Michelangelo get into this. Michael, give you the last word. We're out of time.
Well, I agree with Charles completely on what's happening around Barack Obama. The big difference from the campaign to now are the people around Barack Obama who are making him move very cautiously on a variety of issues where he needs to forge ahead and be the man with passion who spoke so fervently about these issues during the campaign.
And you know what? That's very true. And I know a lot of people that probably listen to the show don't really appreciate Glenn Beck, but Glenn Beck has been doing on Fox News a series for the last 2 weeks on not necessarily Barack Obama, but the advisors and the people that Barack Obama has brought in, who he's appointed, who he's surrounded himself around, and these people are controlling the presidency and controlling Barack Obama and what is said, what is done, and that has got to stop. It shouldn't happen with any president, Republican, Democrat. You're gonna go out there and you're gonna campaign and you're gonna run for a certain idea or, you know, image. You have to stick to it and keep your promises, regardless. Blah 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 blah. Got anything else to add?
Well, if I could go in off in another direction, but still political, I just got a funny email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of our dilemma right now as Americans is, you know, our economy. And as you know, Captain, there are people out there who just can't find a job. Well, I just had somebody send me a best of Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this.
Oh, I'm waiting. I'm on waits for it.
The headline says, "Fine, don't fucking hire me. You can't handle my shit."
Oh.
Says, "What the fuck, people? I need a motherfucking job. And I have a resume that says I'm fucking fit to be your goddamn front desk administrative assistant. I have applied to a ton of jobs on here and not one of them responded. What the fuck? Cover letter? Here's my fucking cover letter. Now I'm really low on money, and I'll suck a dick if I have to. That's
oh my
right.
God.
Says, got a bear in your backyard that keeps eating your garbage? I'll fight that motherfucker, and I win. Can any other prospective employer say that? Fuck no. What'd you say? You lost your keys? Fuck it. I'll shoot the goddamn lock off your door with my laser. That's how bad I need a motherfucking job. Your brother is gay and you're not cool with that? I'll de-gay him and reverse butt sex. Don't believe me? Then hire me. I'll fucking show you. Says objective. I need a motherfucking job. Shit I have done. I invented the moon. Atlantis was around till 1988, but sunk when I shot it out of my mom's vagina like a silver ring. I'm also a Wolverine. Had sex with the Spice Girls. The blowjob machine was originally my idea until that bastard Clint Eastwood stole it. I have prophetic visions of the apocalypse. I watched the movie Juana Man at least 18 times. I created a new genre of dance in which people get into, and that people so get into that it makes radiation waves pulse off them. I'd like to call this the microwave.
Oh my God.
I reverse engineered a door. I know how it works. When I was 8, a Frisbee flew into my backyard and I blew it up with my mind.
Oh my
my
God.
Brother is the Eiffel Tower. I'm a direct descendant of Beowulf. I can make weapons out of anything. Very useful in a hostile work environment. Beat my pornography addiction when I was 19, and I'm proficient in Microsoft Office and Photoshop. I'm almost done. Relevant work experience. Glom Glom Corporation of Evil Doing. Position, front desk administrative assistant, duties setting up sex scandals in which to blackmail wealthy politicians, forwarding email, burning down the houses of the poor, loan sharking, answering phones, greeting clients in a manner that would frighten most people. I also worked for Green Hate Enterprises. Position, once again, I was a fucking front desk administrative assistant. Duties, organizing the dumping of bio waste into the ocean, peeing in lakes, digging holes to fill with garbage, making garbage out of perfectly good and useful items, filling said holes with said garbage, creating fake facts that about Greenpeace and publishing them on the internet. I'm internet savvy. I'm good at filing and documents of hate. References Glomgore Evil, Glom Glom Corporation of Evil Doings, and Slobber the Muck Monster at Green Hate Enterprises. So now that you know the real me, are you going to hire me or not? I would like to remind you that I make weapons out of anything. Sincerely, Steve Madonna. And here's his real email, because I'm going to say it because he's got it on Craigslist. It's Steve Madonna. Yeah, that's Steve, steve madonna@gmail.com.
Honey, say it again.
It's Steve Madonna. That's Steve, steve madonna@gmail.com. That has got to be the funniest, best of Craigslist I have ever seen in my life.
I want to talk to him right now. Did he put a phone number on there?
No. There's no phone number, just his email.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Is that not the funniest shit
that
you've ever seen?
That is funny, funny, funny fucking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, listen to this clip right here.
Okay. We got an email from Steve in Mississippi who wanted to know if you would ever consider posing nude.
It depends on the money, man. It's got to be right for that.
You got to go for the money, dude.
Wow. Do you think he's gay for pay, honey?
I think most men are gay for pay if the price is right. Did you hear him?
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Honey, he was all out. He was all decked out in his little caribou outfit, looking, you know, about to go hunt some caribou.
That, what show was he on? Because I saw part of that.
He was on Bravo, that Bravo series that they do.
That's what, yeah. I remember, yeah, I saw part of that.
Do you hear Martini?
What is she going
She's
after?
She's growling after some little bag lady with an umbrella. No, Martini. No. Anyways, I thought that was hot as hell.
That's pretty funny.
But see, that was so quick. Now we have time for Brad Pitt.
People just like you. Anyway, what I'm saying is I saw you on the Today Show and you uttered the phrase, no religion.
Right. I think I uttered the phrase, I think I said, they were asking about running for mayor, which has been a T-shirt, and I said something to the extent of that no religion, legalization of taxation of pot, and pro-gay marriage, which is basically the. It's basically the Bill Maher going straight to hell campaign.
Honey, he is hot.
Yep. He pretty much is.
Who are you texting?
I'm just thanking the person who shared this with me.
Well, he went on to say, and I really, you know what? I don't really care for Brad Pitt or his type, but he made a good point with this comment.
Like gay marriage, you have a group of people telling other people how to live their lives. And you can't do that. That, in fact, I'm talking like there's actually Christians watching the show. I'm sure there's not.
No, there are. You'd be surprised.
Well, to the three that are watching, I just say you have to, you know, you really have to check what country you're living in, because the freedom that allows you to practice your religion is the same freedom you're stepping on. That's not right. Not right.
Right. And
not right at all, honey.
Nope. You go, Brad Pitt.
Go, Brad Pitt. You know what? And he salvaged himself for, like, the conservative Christian Thai people by stating this.
And I want to add that if there was a nation of gay married couples who were telling you you couldn't practice your religion, I'd be speaking out for you too. So let's stop it.
Stop it, girl. Stop the nonsense.
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was a great interview. He went on to talk about his pot smoking experiences and how he's like the best dealer in town, all that shit and whatnot. But now, you know what? I didn't realize the guy's from Missouri. I kind of like him now knowing that he's from Missouri.
You didn't know that?
No, honey. I just found out today.
Yeah. I remember when he first got like big reading about him and he moved here from a little town, moved there where you are, little town in Missouri.
How did he move here?
Probably one of the, I don't remember. I'm sure it's one of those stories that, you know, he came to LA with $200 in his pocket, that kind of thing.
Honey, I'm going to ask you to do some homework and find that out.
I will. I'll find all out about him.
Okay, we need to know a lot more. Hello?
Yes, I will.
Do you have anything else to say?
No.
No?
No.
No.
I think how long have we been on now?
What, too damn long.
All right. Well,
you
want to
wrap
again,
it up?
Yeah, again, we're not going to get to all of our news.
Oh, shit.
So.
Well, wrap it up, girl. Wrap it up.
All right, you know how to get in touch with us. I'm not going to give you all the details. Just you need to go to one place, www.dallasgaypod.com. You can contact us. You can call us. You can email us. You can do all that shit from that one stop.
One portal, honey. One portal.
Yep. Yep. We got things coming up, so listen in. Tune in. We'll be talking about them. I got shit happening. Birthday's coming up. We got a trip to Vegas. If you're going to be available the weekend of I'll be there the 22nd through the 26th. Come out to Vegas and hang out with us and help me celebrate my birthday. And I'm Fonda Cox.
And I'm Captain Cox.
And as always, chilled martinis and a warm fuzzy buzz. Good night, y'all.
Fuck me raw, honey. Fuck me raw. Fuck me raw. Fuck me raw.
Yeah, do what he said. If you're going to walk away.
Want to talk about you? I don't know what to do, no, I don't know what to say. You got no problem with solution, no, ain't all the other way.